We're here on KSOM. It's time to talk track and field. Talk about the Audubon boys team with head coach Tony Conkler. And coach, Tuesday night, the CAM Classic, and you had some good performances on that night. I guess we'll start it off with Carson Wessel in the 400 hurdles. I talked to him after the race, which he won. He said he even amazed himself with that performance. What'd you think of Carson and what he accomplished there in that race?
What I really liked is he got down to that last 150, and he was kind of with that lead kid. There was him and another kid battling back and forth, and at that point, you could see the determination, okay, I got a shot to win this thing. I'm not backing down. So I think it's really cool for him to win something like that. You know, you can tell today he's still really happy about the whole thing. And, you know, he's talking about some kids that that he was racing that had been under 60. I think there's one or two of them that have been about 58. So on that particular night last night, he was able to beat them. So that's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's good for his confidence there. And he's also the anchor of the shuttle hurdle relay team. And they also had a good night last night. What have you seen from the shuttle hurdle as they've been progressing throughout the year?
Well, we ran one of our, matter of fact, our best time of the year was our first meet of the year. That's been an interesting one because except for that first meet, maybe the second meet, I can't remember. I think it's just the first meet that I had every single person healthy. The last two nights we've been running two alternates. So Carson would actually be an alternate, but at the end of the day with the reps he's getting, he may work his way back onto the team. I think some of our fans have kind of noticed the absence of Aaron Olson, tweaked a hamstring over at Panora. I was thinking maybe we lost him for the year. His dad's a chiropractor in town, been working with him, and said if we have a meet on Thursdays, sounds like he's good to give it a chance. So we definitely want to be cautious in that. I think I've got him right now just tentatively in two events just to see what happens. So that's exciting when you got a state qualifying 100 kid that you haven't had for the last three, four meets. Now maybe you're going to get him back, thinking maybe, and originally maybe we've lost him for the season. So I'm hoping we can get him on the track. I hope everything holds together, but he would definitely add to that shuttle. I had another kid that's normally on that shuttle. I've had injuries on the track team, but majority of them have been outside of track itself, so that we've had to work around. So yeah, we had another kid that's normally on there too, probably one of our top two kids on the shuttle, and he's had to sit out the last couple meets, so it'll be good to get him back in there as well. So probably won't see Aaron in there on Thursday when we're at Southwest Valley, but I'm hoping maybe in a few meets. I'm just getting back off that hamstring. I don't want to be in a big hurry to get him into the shuttle because that's kind of a ballistic type of race. So, but ultimately, we'd like to get him back in there. Now, last night, Gabe Jensen took an injury battling out for first and second in the 110 highs. Hit his knee on the he kind of caught his leg on the number 8 hurdle, smacked his knee hard on the number 9 hurdle. So I won't have him for Thursday, but hope to have him back next week. It's just been one of those years.
Well, at least you got options there on that shuttle hurdle team. If Aaron comes back, if everybody's healthy, with five guys, you just take the four fastest and the others the alternate, and if somebody should get hurt, and so that's good to have options. What else stood out for you on Tuesday night with your boys?
Well, one thing that we wanted to do well is I don't think we probably have as many options at the end of the year as last year. One of them, I'm a math teacher, so I like to run numbers. And I know coaches aren't math teachers. They still like to run the numbers. And one of the things that kind of caught my eye was the 4x2. We ran that last night. We're about 2 seconds off of where we need to be. And again, that is minus Aaron. And we still need to figure out if we got, at the end of the day, the four fastest kids in there. But I figure we need to cut about 2 seconds off that, and I think there's room to do that. Last night was kind of a positive in that direction. So that was good to maybe confirm that is something we need to take a look at. And the 4x4, since the beginning of the year, we've been kind of maybe pushing that to be one of our events at the end of the year. And last night we got that down there a little bit. So that's nice to see that time kind of moving in the right direction. We still probably have about 4 or 5 seconds to cut off of that. But in that type of race, cutting a second a kid is early, especially this early in years, still possible. So, and then hopefully we get everybody back in the shuttle. That's something we're looking at. I had a freshman in there that's only ran it twice. Boy, if he could have got over all 10 smoothly, he got over 7 smoothly, and then he had to switch legs and kind of heal from there. But it certainly looked like he could be a kid maybe by the end of the year that could be competing for a spot if he can get through all 10 of them cleanly, or being somebody that come next year we can be looking at to hopefully keep that shuttle, which has kind of had a history at Audubon, so to hopefully kind of keep that going for us.
Who's the freshman you're talking about?
Aiden Kiergaard.
All right.
He hadn't really shown any interest in it. But with the number of injuries, we wanted to have options. So we approached him and he really looks pretty good. It's just getting through all 10 cleanly. It seems like he only wants to go over with one leg. And sometimes you can go, let's say your right leg lead over the hurdle and he's getting over 7. At some point you may have to switch and come back. So that might be something where we have to, work with him going over the hurdle with his left leg and making that a little more smoothly in case we have to have that transition. Kind of speaking about Aiden too, I thought last night we had broke a minute 10, or excuse me, 2:10 and a half. When the time come up at 2:11, still happy. I mean, he PR'd by a good 2.5 seconds there. There's a kid that really wants to get under 10, 2:10 as fast as he can. He knows he's got to be 207, 205 to have a chance to go in state. Really, 205 is kind of where we need to be. But as a freshman, we had even Zeke wasn't there at this point his freshman year. So that kind of tells you where he's at. And he's a very determined athletic kid. So hopefully that can work out. Paxton Bean, too, in a long jump, he had 18 feet. Last night, and there's another time I think he was around 18 feet. Both times he gave up, I could tell on the tape and where his foot landed, he gave up a good 6, 7, 8 inches. So there's still some possibilities there for some improvement, just getting our steps down on our approach.
Yeah. Well, you stole my thunder on the question, on my next question. With, I was going to talk about Aiden, and you stole that because he did PR last night on the 800. And just amazed at his versatility right now as a freshman, which, I mean, he's helping you out in the hurdles. He's helping you out in this event. He's running the double. It's incredible what he could do so early as a freshman. I bet that's a kid that you could probably plug into just about any event.
Yeah, and there's another freshman. He kind of flies under the radar. The way I'm writing events right now, or meets right now, it only really have him in two spots. So I got to figure out how to utilize him a little more. And that's Jorgen Nowatzki. He's going to be a very impressive kid, especially just being a freshman now. People are going to notice him in another year or two when he steps on the track, if he keeps working hard. So my anticipation, hopefully he can be around a 53 second quarter miler as a freshman, which I feel is a really good place to be. So yeah, that's kind of exciting to have that kid that, just like Aiden, I'm going to have for 3 more years after this year. And then Mason Kasperbauer is another freshman that has shown some really nice splits in some of the sprint relays. So yeah, knowing I'm going to have those kids at Paxton again with these long jump, just a freshman. So that's pretty cool knowing I'm going to have them for another 3 years.
So you got Corning going to Southwest Valley on Thursday night, and then you're back at home for another home meet next Tuesday, hosting a meet there. Then you go to ACGC, then Trainer, as we get going into May with conference coming up, and then the state qualifying after that. What's your goal here for the guys here in the next couple of weeks?
Our goal is to keep PRing no matter the weather, no matter the conditions. Ever since I started coaching with the girls, it's like, okay, how many PRs can we have a meet? We don't have enough athletes. Right now, a third of my team, out of my 21 kids, are field event kids, or throwers, I should say. And actually, I've had to pull them in to be able to complete some relays. Lane Meyer's been kind of a fun one to watch. He's 6'2", about 220 pounds, just a solid, strong kid. So it's kind of fun to watch him run. But yeah, I don't know that we're going to be able to score high in a lot of meets. I'm kind of proud of where we've been scoring, but things are going to get a little tougher as we go forward. So yeah, just keeping shooting for those continual PRs. We've got about four things that we're looking at. Hopefully by the state qualifying meet, maybe something else will pop up, but just kind of rearranging, trying to work on getting our times down. I mean, we know if we're going to go after a 4x2, what our splits have to be per individual. Same thing with 4x4 in the shuttle. We know what our splits have to be per kid to get there. So when you break it down per kid, you give them kind of those goals. And then Lane Meyer in the shot put, I think he needs to add another foot or two, but I think he's getting a good shot at making it this year. Hopefully he's just a sophomore, but yeah, that's kind of where we're at. Just, you know, trying to figure out what we're going to run at the end of the year, trying to improve our times every time we get on the track.
And trying to get healthy as well. So that would be.
Yeah, that's like I said earlier, that's been an adventure this year. I don't know that we've had a single meet yet where everybody has been healthy. So I get one kid back, I lose a kid. So it's made it interesting. And sometimes you don't find out until you've submitted a meet that they can't compete. So
then you become a juggler, and no coach likes to become a juggler. So
no, it is weird. You have to move one kid, the snowball effect that has on the entire meet. So it gets to be really interesting sometimes.
Yeah. Well, coach, let's hope the kids stay out of the trainer's room, stay on the track. Let's hope the weather is nice and good performances come your way. Really appreciate your time, and best of luck here in the next couple of weeks. Thanks so much.
Yep, thanks for the coverage.
Tony Conkler, head coach for Audubon Boys Track and Field, with us here on KSOM.